And we know how big the shark cage diving is in and around Port Lincoln, but what are we looking at in terms of shark suits, how to avoid shark bites? And one man who has gone into that idea is Shark Stop owner Hayden Burford, who joins us now. Hayden, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Keith?
I am very well, thank you. Shark Stop, it is a shark protectant suit. Have I got that right?
You're correct, yes. It's a high-tech polymer fabric which has been bonded to neoprene like a normal wetsuit. And instead of using nylon, both sides of the fabric, we've used the Shark Stop fabric, which is the polymer fabric. Now, the polymer fabric, we played around with Kevlars and all sorts of stuff. They don't work. But this particular fabric we discovered, or I found on the internet, where they were talking about protective fabric that they're using in the prison system. So they make jackets and shirts out of this stuff so that if a prison guard or a prison officer, when he's doing his job, gets attacked, they can't draw blood. So I thought, well, that's a pretty good sort of fabric. So I researched it and found it and got it sent to Asia, where it's been bonded onto neoprene at one of their high-tech factories. And we bought the fabric to Australia. We brought it over here to make suits and stuff. And while it was happening, Professor Charlie Hoovenier is from Flinders University in Adelaide, was awarded a grant by the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries to test out all these deterrents and buzzers and whatever people have come up with to keep sharks away. And we were lucky enough to be part of that grant, Keith. Subsequently, our fabric ended up at Neptune Island on the Rodney Fox shark boat with the Flinders University crew, and they tested it, and it came up very, very well.
Speaking this morning with Hayden Burford, owner of Shark Stop, the new shark-resistant swimsuit or wetsuit. And that's the important thing, isn't it, for people who are thinking, is this going to work in and around Port Lincoln? Well, it's been tested in Port Lincoln, so go for it.
Yeah, it has, mate. You know, we tested it out at Neptune Island extensively on white pointers, and they did that from the Rodney Fox boat, and Andrew Fox is a mate of mine, and he helped and assisted with this process. And the university, Charlie Hoovenier and the guys from the uni tested it and came back with a glowing report. Charlie's statement, I think, if you can see it online and you can go to the university site, says that it will greatly reduce blood loss. Now, if it greatly reduces blood loss, that's the thing that kills most people when they get bitten by a shark.
When it comes to the protective nature of the suit, is it a purely protective suit, or does it act sort of as a repellent to the sharks just to warn them off attack?
No, it's not a repellent at all. It's purely a very, very strong fabric. Part of the testing we have found, Keith, was when the sharks actually bit the fabric, they did the typical I hate it sign, which is evidently, according to the scientific guys, they flare their gills. The gills of the shark flare right out and their eyes roll backwards. And this is a sign to divers and people that are authorities on sharks that the shark does not like the texture of the fabric. So it bites it and finds it too hard. And in the case of most sharks, like the white pointer, the tiger and the bull shark, have all got serrated teeth. So when they bite into this fabric, the fabric is so strong. It's a polymer fabric. It gets caught in their teeth and they've been seen to shake their head and let go of it because they just don't like the texture.
So this is almost a case of the shark trying to bite into a steak that's nothing but gristle or something like that.
Sure. It's like us when we bite a bar of soap.
Oh.
Same deal. You spit it out and turn away and go, oh, I'm not having any more of that. Well, this is what's happening to the shark. So this is very, very positive for us because it appears that the shark could quite easily come up and give you a hard nip, but it'll find out that the fabric is too hard, too tough. Because remember, sharks, their whole mouth is their recorder system. They're so tactile in the mouth that they can pick up from their teeth instantly whether this is a blubber that can be chewed, whether it's a hard fabric or whether it's metal or whether it's wood, whatever it is. They know just by giving it a quick nip.
Speaking this morning with Hayden Burford, founder of Shark Stop, the new shark-resistant wetsuit. And Hayden, how long do you think it will be until this is available for public purchase, or is it available right now?
We have got suits out there being tested. We've got I've got some divers in Mission Beach in Queensland, one of who was a shark bit victim. We've got a couple of suits in Western Australia being tested. We're actually part of a program at the moment called Kickstarter. Now, Kickstarter you can find through if you go to sharkstop.co, that's our website, sharkstop.co, and you can get onto the Kickstarter program by following the links, and you can order a suit. But what that means is that you would order a suit, and then when we've got all the fabric available, to get fabric out of the major companies at the moment is 4 to 5 months turnaround. So when you order the fabric, you wait 5 months before it gets put on a boat to come to Australia. So if people were ordering suits now, they wouldn't probably see them till about August, September. But hey, once the flow begins, there will be constant suits on the market. You can order them online. We're going to have online ordering through Shark Skin and Neptune Australia. They're going to be taking orders for our suits, and people will be able to buy online.
Very good opportunity to get in there, support a local company, and go swimming with the sharks with a little bit of an extra safety net as well. Hayden Burford of Shark Stop, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem, Keith, and thank you for inviting me. Thank you, mate.